I don't know whether to say hello or hi or hey everybody or what. I haven't thought about that yet. Well, I'll start with hello. My name's Joe Gordon-Levitt. This is the Creative Processing Podcast. I'm starting a podcast. I'm really excited. I've been thinking about doing this for a long time, and I'm really excited to finally be trying it. The idea behind this show is to base every episode around one central question about the creative process, and for that question to come from you all out there on the internet, and then I and some guests that I think will be really good at answering that question dive deep and try to answer it. And those guests could be renowned artists, they could be people who might be less known but are still awesome, all of the above, but we try to answer your question. It's on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or anywhere else you get your shows. I recently did the first episode with the writer and director Rian Johnson. He made the movie Brick that I was in, Looper that I was in. His second movie, Brothers Bloom, is fantastic. His fourth movie, The Last Jedi, is something that you've probably heard of. And here, listen to some of what we were talking about.
I feel like for me, I am always wary if the thing, because you have to be kind of angry about something to write a script, I think. And, and if the thing you're angry about is not something that you identify in yourself, I'm always wary of that. You know, if the thing you're angry about is something outside of you that you're judging in others, you always got to take a breath.
And, that's fascinating.
And think about, like, what, you know. So all of the, you know, bad aspects of the quote-unquote villains or whatever you want to call them, they all have to be something that I am self-criticizing and that I'm kind of like identifying within myself and wanting to explore or, you know, kind of work through, I guess, you know.
I just want to land on that for a second because that's a really fascinating thought to me. I've never heard you say that exactly, but I'm just going to reiterate it. What I think you said was you have to be like angry about something.
Yeah.
In order to be creative, in order to write a story, there's got to be drive. But if the anger is just outside of yourself,
right,
and you're just judging someone else and you're not willing to acknowledge whatever that is in your own self, then that becomes spiteful or something.
Yeah, it's a shaky foundation to build something on. And ultimately, I mean, I think that everything that you're angry about in other people is just projection from stuff inside of you. I just I think that's a fundamental human truth. And so I feel like the first step is recognizing what it is inside of you that makes you upset at quote-unquote them, you know?
Yeah.
And for me, that's always the most fruitful place to start building a story from, you know, and start building conflict from. It's not identifying with the good guy, but identifying with, you know, the bad guy.
Yeah. And then so through the lens of this question about originality, it sort of feels like what I hear you saying is that anger, whatever it is that you're angry about, that personally lights that fire in your core, that's the sort of original part that you can then use, quote-unquote, unoriginal or genre or whatever you want to call it, pre-established boxes,
right,
to try to communicate that feeling that you're having to others.
Absolutely, yeah.
If you like what you hear, you can download the podcast. It's called Creative Processing. It's on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or anywhere else you get your shows. That's it. Thanks.